Hey there, are you looking to deepen your understanding of the Bible? Look no further than Graceful Joy Church. Their YouTube channel is the go-to destination for insightful videos that cater to all levels of faith. But what really sets them apart? It's their incredible community. Join their online congregation today and experience the warmth and support of fellow believers at Graceful Joy Church on YouTube.
If it is or if it ain't, it's going to come out. Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is April 24th, 2024, and today the topic is, who's smarter than the creator? Happy Wednesday. Yes, happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Tuesday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good overall. Highlights from yesterday was your girl went to lunch with one of my good homegirls, my fellow Real Housewife of Lithonia. And yeah, it was good catching up with her and having a good old chat. Yes, y'all, man, look, it's real out here in these streets, man. Y'all need to be praying for marriages, praying for families, praying for, just be always praying. Always be praying, all right? Speaking of that, man, I got to give a shout out to my mom. And while I was at lunch, I didn't get a chance to text her back or whatever. But I saw afterwards that while I was at lunch, my mom had sent me this prayer to pray over our household and things of that nature. So shout out to mama, man. You know what I'm saying? The wisdom, you know what I mean? That wisdom we need is there and readily available for us, y'all. So you know what I'm saying? Let's take notes and whatever we need to do to make sure we get the wisdom from our elders and things of that nature. So thank you, Mom, for, you know, the encouragement, the inspiration, and the prayer. And yeah, you know, I prayed it and whatnot. And, you know, again, I know I've been expressing, you know, different things I've been going through. And you know, again, being open, honest, and transparent about the ups and downs of life, especially from the perspective as a Christian. And so, you know, again, as I share and stuff like that, I share in the hopes to encourage and inspire the next person, help people understand that, hey, you're not alone. You're going through stuff. You're struggling, whatever the case may be. You fall short, things of that nature. You're not alone. We all do. Guess what? We all sin and fall short, and we all going to continue to sin and fall short. And that's what makes the gospel such a beautiful thing, or the beautiful thing that it is. I was reflecting this morning that, like, it's just very interesting to me, like, that the people before us had, you know, well, one, they would be able to encounter God in all the different ways that is expressed through the Bible. And they obviously had a better understanding of, you know, the creator than we do, you know? I told you guys I started watching the Chosen series. I didn't get a chance to watch any of it yesterday, but I'm thinking about watching this a little bit, like when I get done with this, because there's just something beautiful about, again, like I was telling you guys yesterday, about watching, you know, what it may have looked like for God to just live, you know, as a man, or, you know, when he's gathering the disciples and things of that nature. But even aside from that, I was taking notice to, again, the interactions of the family and the friends and the people that were waiting for the coming Messiah. It's like they had, you know, they shared that information. Everybody knew about it. They taught their kids. You know what I'm saying? It just was a thing that where I feel like we are lacking and struggling with that type of thing these days. I think it's been very interesting, because I've been having a variety of conversations and things like that. And one of the things that's kind of shocking to me sometimes, and I'm not trying to puff myself up or nothing, I'm just thinking, again, I'm human out here too, and I'm just out here reading the Bible and stuff like that. But when I talk to people about things that are in the Bible, And then, you know, fellow believers in particular. Let's just talk about fellow believers, because I know, again, you know, I can't expect an unbeliever to fully understand, you know, things of the Bible. But fellow believers, you know, I'm like, so you know what I'm talking about, right? That part and da 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 da. Or when we're going through things in life, we're like, so yeah, I'm referencing X, Y, and Z, that this is what the Lord told us to do with this and that. And when we're not in agreement about that, it's just very interesting to me, because it's like, but you said you read, you said you believe, you said you, how come we don't, you know what I mean? It's like we don't have that mutual understanding all the time about all the things God, and I get it. We're not going to fully understand everything. You know, obviously, again, God knows way more and is way wiser and way smarter than we are. But I guess I'm just saying, when it comes to basic stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just talk about the Ten Commandments, right? Like, I think we all, for example, can agree that murder is wrong. I think that was like one of the big ones, right? So we all agree on that. I think everybody, whether you're a believer or not, murder is wrong, right? But then at the same time, we know that there's people that don't necessarily agree with that, because then they'll go and do the thing, you know what I'm saying? Then we got people that are kind of on the fence, like, well, you know, if it's in this case, it's okay. And then, you know what I mean? So I get that there's a lot of differing opinions, and I guess because we're all, you know, individuals and whatnot, but I just find it to be interesting, especially for, you know, again, if we say that we're this group that believe this thing or what, this thing or that thing, then how is it that we, anyway, so I just took some time to reflect on that this morning. So that's a whole nother conversation, but I think it kind of coincides with today's chat. So let's get into that. But before we do that, because as you guys may see, I got my co-host here. Go ahead and say hello, people, to the people. Say hello.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, so the answer is no to that, okay? And so mommy's doing the juice, so let me continue to do the juice, okay? Don't be a distraction, okay?
I just wanted to tell you something.
Andrea, I know you want to do your cards, but you can't do that, because Papa don't want you to mess with those. I'm sorry, y'all.
I wanted to watch TV.
So I shouldn't have entertained you, because now you're not respecting me and taking my answer. My answer is still the answer that Papa gave you, okay? So leave the cards alone, because that's what he asked you to do. Ooh, Lord. All right, y'all. So, let's get into this conversation. So, I mean, it's just like, I don't know, does that have anything to do with this? I mean, you know, how can we put this into this conversation? So, like, our son think he's smarter than us. We often think that we're smarter than the Lord. And the reason I say we think that is because, again, you know, we go through life and we do all the things, or we say these things where it's like, well, why didn't God do this? Why didn't you do it that way? And then da 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 da. And I'm guilty. I was doing it all weekend. Like, Lord, so this don't make sense to me. But I think for me, I was presenting it to the Lord and asking, you know, versus saying you're wrong and stuff like that. But yeah, so I led me to this conversation today is just really just reflecting on a variety of things, but ultimately this idea of thinking we know best, right? Thinking that we are in control, or thinking that any of those type of things, you know, it's like, what makes us think that we're smarter than God? You know, if he's the creator of all things, right? If he, you know, made me, you, and everything that we see, and I know that I can take responsibility and say, hey, I know I did not create the earth. I didn't even create myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could acknowledge those things. And because I am not the creator, then who am I to sit here and say the creator's wrong for anything that he planned to do with me, for me, and through me? Like, sure, I might not understand everything. And I think that's where, again, the wisdom comes in, to seek the Lord and be like, okay, well, Lord, help me to understand, you know, why this, why that, X, Y, and Z. And I feel like, you know, as I've been presenting things to the Lord, because y'all know I've been on this challenge to try to do that first, right? So as I've been presenting things to the Lord, well, Lord, I don't understand this, and I don't understand that. And I feel like he has assisted me with helping me to get at least some understanding. It may not be the full picture or anything like that, but it has helped me and brought me some peace of mind as I've asked the questions and whatnot. And so let's talk about some Bible, y'all, okay? Because who's smarter than the creator? So here goes some verses that hopefully will help us understand the answer to this question, okay? So Job 36, 22 and 23 says, behold, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has prescribed for him his way? Or who can say you have done wrong? I think we all try to say and do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Again, something happened in your life. I don't like that. Why you do that? And then we quick to blame the Lord, right? And even though yesterday, whatever that day was, I was like, a lot of times it's our own actions that, you know, and then you're reaping the benefits or the results of your own actions and consequences of whatever the case may be. But we quick to point the finger at the Lord. Well, Lord, if you're there, then why this? And if you did this, then why that? And then, you know, and all the things. Hey, like I said, even me, I'm saying a question like, well, Lord, you know, okay, so this, when I've been presented to the Lord, I probably won't tell you any detail. Maybe one day. But I presented things like, so Lord, okay, I don't understand why this, when if it could have been like this, then maybe this and that could have been done versus it being the way it is. And then I'm left to kind of fend for myself and figure things out in another way and things of that nature. And so I'm like, so why didn't, you know, ABC happen versus the XYZ, you know, and stuff like that. But again, as I sought the Lord and asked him the questions, I started to get the wisdom or the understanding that, hey, okay, if X, Y, and Z didn't happen, and I wouldn't be where I am, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, even the way I'm processing everything. I feel like all of that has a factor as well. Like, as I'm processing everything and I'm sitting here sharing it with you guys every day, it's like, this is the reasons why. If I wasn't going through the things, if I wasn't, you know, and if I didn't have the mindset to handle it in the way that I'm handling it, do you think there would be some juice? You know what I'm saying? Now, somebody else probably could have did it. Sure, you know, he could have created somebody else to do, you know, the things that he's having me do. But there's something about you doing the thing that he created you to do. Because again, like I told you guys with the conversation I just had with the young lady on Sunday, not to say that nobody else there serving could have had that conversation with her, but there was something about me having that conversation with her, because not only did I have the conversation with her, I ended up having that conversation with someone else, you know, a few days later. And it's just one of those things where it's like we want to question God about, you know, where he puts us, who he puts us with, what he has us doing, those different things. Like when we say that, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you with our life, right? But then we still try to, like they say, take the pen, take the wheel, you know, and all those different things, because we want it to get into alignment with what we think it should be. It's just, it, you know, well, we talked about that the other day, I think, right? We talked about that already. Like, you know, again, if when you get into alignment with the Lord and what he wants to do, it'll be more peaceful for you, and things of that nature. But, alongside of that, I guess I'm seeing that, I mean, well, one, it's going to be a struggle to do that, of course, because, again, you got to lay down. The Bible tells us this plainly, but for some reason, I don't think we get it, that we have to lay down our idea. You know, we have to lay down, again, our desires, all the different things that we thought, and go after what it is that he wants. That might be Pope. We might not like that at all. But that's according to my understanding of what I'm gathering with the Bible studies and things of that nature. Like, that's what God is asking us to do. Go with my plan for you versus your own idea and plan. And that it will be better for you. You know, and we may not fully understand it in certain moments, because it's like, well, how is this better for me? Because it's not better for me right now in this particular situation, you know. But I think, again, if you are somebody that's humbling yourself before the Lord and having that conversation with him versus coming from the alternative perspective of pointing the finger, blame, disrespect, and then avoidance of God and getting his will and way and things of that nature, then I believe that he can help you through it when you do the first thing, you know, when you actually are seeking him, like, Lord, okay, I don't understand. You know, I don't understand why this and why that. You know, I thought this and that. We were on the same page when it came to some things. And now all of a sudden, me and you, Lord, I don't understand what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And you want me to do something, but I don't know what it is. You know, whatever your questions may be for the Lord, I believe that if you really, truly go to him and present those things to him, if it's his will to allow you to get more information regarding those things, he will. That's what his word tells us to do. Seek him for the wisdom. Again, you may not understand, like, why he wants you to move to Texas, and you know, when you live in Florida, or, you know, or something like that. I don't know, like, what your thing could be. But at the same time, again, do you trust the Lord or not? You know, who knows? He might need you to go to Texas so you can talk to somebody at the rodeo. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of those things where, again, what do you believe at the end of the day? Like, do you truly believe what you say you believe? Do you truly want to trust the Lord? And are you going to trust the Lord? And we got to see what that looks like. That looks like, again, daily sacrifice of your own idea. But anyway, let me give you guys some more verses. So Isaiah 40, 13 and 14, it says, who has measured the spirit of the Lord, or what man shows or shuns his counsel? Sorry, y'all. Go look it up. But something about his counsel. And then it says, whom did he consult, and who? I gotta just write in print. I gotta stop writing in cursive. I'm sorry. Who made him understand? Who taught him the paths of justice and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? That's Isaiah, y'all. So apart from me jumbling that up, my apologies. It might be a sign for you to go ahead and read this for yourself, okay? But what I'm receiving in the part that I've still gathered from the unjumbledness is that none of us can say that we did this to the Lord. We can't say that we taught him nothing. We can't say that we counsel him on anything. We can't say that we, you know, was his consultant or made him understand any of the things. Like, at the end of the day, he knows all things. He created all things. All things is his. So the answer to that question is nobody. Short answer, you know. But what does that mean for us? I mean, well, one, it should be, a humbling thing for us to be like, okay, Lord, you're greater than me. Your will, your way, not your plan is better than anything I can even come up with. So help me to get into alignment with those things. Yes, that's a humbling place to be. Yes, that's the struggle. you know, that's not the easiest thing to do. And I'm sitting here, you know, I know it sounds like I might be just do it. I'm saying it is easy. No, I mean, you got to practice doing that, obviously, because, again, our flesh, right, wants the complete opposite of whatever the Lord's talking about. Whatever the Bible tells us, of course, we know our flesh wants the complete opposite. It doesn't matter what it is. You got to put it into practice, and you got to humble yourself, and you got to surrender, and you got to do all the things, right? But again, according to his word, when you do that, you will have the peace, love, joy in the midst of trials and tribulations. So is that worth it to you? Sorry, there's all kinds of things in this juice this morning. I got sneezes. I got consultation with my son. My apologies. But anywho, you know, these are the questions at the end of the day. I know at some point yesterday and even this morning, I was reflecting on a question, is God's will enough? And, you know, I think not long ago, I had a juice about is Jesus, you know, Jesus is enough, right? So therefore, his will and all that should be enough, right, for us. Now, do we always feel like it is sometimes? No, sometimes we don't, because we're like, well, Lord, I want this though, but this is what I want. I want vanilla versus the chocolate ice cream, like, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want what I want. So why can't, you know, you just do what I want, you know, be the genie and do what I want, you know? But, you know, I guess the thing about that is, like, what purpose would that serve for God to just only do what we want? Like, and if we just only did what we want? That's on a whole nother level. Y'all can think about that. I'm going to keep going with this juice, okay? So, Romans 11, 33 and 34, it says, on the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? So again, we know the answer is nobody, man. Nobody can take that and say, yes, it was me that counseled the Lord. yes, it was me that encouraged and inspired the Lord to do any of the things. Yes, I gave him the idea to create the world and send this girl named Miracle to go and talk about juice every day. Like, and you know, Bible. Like, no, like, that was his will, way, plan, his thing. Like, not even my, like, and that's the thing, too. I can't even really, that's why I tell y'all all the time, I can't take too much credit for the things you guys, any good you guys see in me. I can say thank you to the Lord. Thank you to my mama for instilling things into me. And then I guess the only thing I can say is thank the Lord for putting the mind in me to be willing to go with his will and way. Starting with, yes, the cultivation period and all of that that I went through. And then it's continuing the rest of my life. Yes, I struggle. Yes, I don't understand everything. Yes, I fall short. Yes, I'm like, Lord, you know, help me, give me some wisdom, give me some, you know, discernment, all those different type of things to help me continue to go in your will and way, you know, in spite of whatever may, you know, temptations or, you know, again, doubts, fears, all the things, you know, but I guess we got to just start to, again, trust the Lord and understand that his will and way is best, and we may not fully understand the magnitude of that until we were in heaven. You know what I'm saying? Until you see all the people that you've influenced by being obedient, you may not ever fully understand, like, why he has you doing what he has you doing and why he put you here versus there and all the different type of things. But hopefully this conversation is encouraging and inspiring to you. There's plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section that you can peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds in regards to all of this. But yeah, I hope I answered the question. Who's smarter than the creator? According to the Bible, nobody. And that's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Mark 9:23. It says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you want to share your talent with the world, but have stage fright? Join our online talent show and take your talent from the living room to the world. Take your voice from the shower to the stage. Gain exposure. Interact with other talented people. Have fun.
Fun.
And try to win a weekly cash prize. Just upload your video and let the viewers vote for you. The video with the most votes at the end of the week wins up to $100.
Singers.
Dancers.
Rappers.
Comedians.
And unique performers.
Download
TK Talent Show. Now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.